And Berenson even parenthetically says Cremo was known as, at least locally, in what's called the lo-fi rap community. And there are enough pictures, because people like him, pictures of him online from the last several years, that anyone who cares to look can see the change in him. Not the tattoos, those are obvious. I mean, the way his eyes go flat and dead and vacant. THC in high doses is just slow-acting brain poison. People have known this for centuries. We just had a very sophisticated pressure campaign over the last 30 years that made us forget it. Again, the only reason I bring it up is because this is the picture that is emerging of this lunatic. By the way, would a red flag law have stopped him? This is another instance where the Department of Homeland Insecurity, the FBI, all the other attendant agencies here, the NSA and whatnot, they're going through my email, they're listening to my phone calls, they're reading my text, they're looking at your emails, they're looking at your texts, they're looking at you because you voted for Donald Trump. Maybe you sent $50, $100 to the Trump campaign. Maybe you got somewhere near January the 6th. Maybe you thought about going and sent a message. Hey, are they thinking about going? You're a white nationalist, white supremacist threat to national security, and all of us are on their flipping radar. Why aren't any of these lunatic kids? They use the same social media. We keep being told we need to turn for gun under red flag law. We understand about it, about it. This kid actually had his knives taken away from him by the cops. He had a knife collection, apparently, and it was confiscated because they were afraid he was going to use it. This is what we learn during all this. Uncle of Highland Park mass shooting suspect speaks out. The uncle of a 22-year-old male police have described as a person of interest. And by the by, talk about crazy. There's Instagram, there's screenshots of an Instagram post that the perp made that just has the number 47 repeated, 474. You don't need to know. He had it.
There are also posts of him or in videos where he does time-lapse videos of himself building himself a little tiny house in his backyard. So he was creative. He needed help. He needed mental help, and no one gave him to it.
But he had 47 on the driver's side door of his car, didn't he? I don't know. No one knows what 47 means. Robert Cremo III lived with his father, who reportedly owned a deli and ran for mayor of Highland Park several years ago, and his uncle in his grandfather's home. But his uncle said he had generally few interactions with him. You know, I'd like to hear if there was an audio version of this, because the uncle kind of tells a conflicting story. No, I saw no signs whatsoever. No, nothing to see here, citizen, move along. But then at the end of the interview, I associate with him, but I really don't like to engage with him. We say hi, and then when I leave, I say bye, and that's it. We can second guess all of this all we want. At the end of the day, again, what are we facing? What are you looking at? You're looking at aimless, shiftless, Christianless, faithless young men who in almost every instance, it seems, have no guidance, no fraternal or rather paternal guidance in their lives. Even when there is a male, and in this case, there were two of them in the home, the dad and the uncle. You know, if you go to the Daily Mail site, you'll see Maggie can throw the link in the chat room. If you want top-notch reporting, if you want the dirt on what's really going on in any American story, go to the Daily Mail. I don't know where they get their reporters, but the Daily Mail has the scoops. You won't find it in American newspapers. You won't find it on American blog sites, but the Daily Mail will get you the story. Father of July 4th shooter helps son buy firearm just 2 months after the cops took away his collection of knives when he threatened to, quote, kill everyone, close quote. There's your red flag law. There's your red flag right there. Isn't it, Mr. Armed Catholic, Mr. Barrett? Isn't that what they say? If anyone, wouldn't this trigger a red flag alert? Okay, then what would happen? This was known. The cops took his knives away. Again, this is backwards. You call 911 after the shooting, for the most part. You call 911 after the violence. You call 911 after the fire. After the murder. There is something missing in the law and order, and it's the order part of American civilization. This is undeniable. The Daily Mail continues. Parents release statement saying this is a terrible tragedy for many families. The death toll, by the by, is 6 killed. How many injured? I saw 30 on one account, or 32. Cremo's parents, Bob Jr., then he said in a statement, said that the shooting is a terrible tragedy, blah, 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 blah. A lawyer representing the family said if Cremo's parents noticed any red flags, they would have notified authorities because they're responsible parents. Each of the charges against Cremo carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. In announcing the charges, Lake County Attorney Eric Reinhardt said there could be a dozen more charges laid against Cremo. Cremo was quizzed by the police. Again, refresh my memory. Isn't this the exact same thing that happened to that nut job kid that shot up Parkland High School in Florida? Weren't the cops like called to his house 18 or 19 times for domestic disturbances and what have you here? Cremo was quizzed by the cops in April 2019 and again in September 2019. In April, his family called police after a week after he threatened to kill himself. In September, he threatened to kill everyone, and the cops confiscated 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword. So he was going to swashbuckle his killing spree. But despite the murder-suicide threats, Cremo's father sponsored him for a FOID card in December 2019, and it was approved a month later in January 2020. Officials have since said they approved the permit because there was insufficient basis to deem Cremo dangerous, with the only record on his file, a 2016 ordinance violation for possession of tobacco. That meant that Cremo was legally able to buy the weapon used in Tuesday's massacre. The family attorney, Steve Greenberg, told News Nation Now, I don't think anyone's ever aware of any red flags that make them think that their son is going to go out in their own community and start shooting people. Had they seen any signs of it, they would have called the cops and would have acted because they're responsible parents. Well, if you would have called the FBI, they would have hung up on you. They would have gone like, hey, wait. Does he have a MAGA hat? No MAGA hat. Trump 2024 flag? No Trump 2024 flag either. God darn it. Does he watch Fox News? No, doesn't watch Fox. Sir, there's really nothing that the FBI can do at this time. If you notice any signs of white supremacy, though, just give us a ring and we'll be right over. What's missing? What's missing here? the faith. We can ramble and rail on all we want about man's attempts to solve this real epidemic of young men committing mass acts of violence. Maggie, who was it that brought this up, that all of these kids, they all go to public schools? Mr. Barrett, if you're in the chat room, who is primarily teaching, because you taught at one, who's primarily teaching at public schools? Angry, libtard, wacko feminist women. What do they tell the young men? You're white, you're male, you're guilty. You are a sin, you are a spot, you are a blemish, you're an ulcer, you're a cancer on society. But we can fix you, because we can turn you into an emo, or we can turn you into a girl, then you'll be okay. We can, look, if you show any signs of masculinity around here, that'll be the end of it for you, bucko. What do you, you know, if you watch, if you, if you're a reader of well-researched and written fiction novels that are historic timepieces set in a previous age, if they go into a school, or if the story leads them to a school, what do you usually find who is in charge of the school? A dude. You usually have the, and of course, modern media and entertainment makes this guy out to be Simon Legree. He is the bad guy of all bad guys, is the irate and hated headmaster. The headmaster would be the head of the school. What would you have at a school that's run by a headmaster? Actually, historically speaking, well, for the most part, you'd probably have a priest who was the headmaster. You'd have priests that are doing the teaching. You'd have nuns, sisters that are assisting, and you'd have a devotional religious component to the day's, quote, education, close quote. Now, bear in mind as well, most educating would have been taking place where?